Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Hey, boys and girls, moms and dads, welcome to the podcast that tells you everything you need to know about baby boomers. Hi, I'm Dale Irvin, and this is the podcast, Another Day Above Ground. It's all about information about baby boomers, for baby boomers, and it's presented by baby boomers. And by that, I mean my two partners are also boomers born between 1946 and 1964. And among them is the Aristotle of comedy from Indiana, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, as my dad used to say, a youth with his first cigar makes himself sick. A youth with his first girlfriend does it to everyone else.
Let me write that down. And the other baby boomer on our team, which I am forced by law to tell you she's the youngest baby boomer, is from Denver, Colorado, Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, everybody. And it is finally fall. It has been in the 90s for the past 3 weeks. And I got to tell you, all those baby boomers who moved to Florida and Phoenix are out of their minds. It's finally in the 70s, and I am thrilled.
Well, and you know, it's all good news. The world is probably going to end shortly because the Chicago Bears are in first place for the first time since 2004 or something like that. So I'm sure we won't be there for long.
How many games has there been? Two?
Three.
Three.
There's three. Yeah, yeah. We're 2-1.
Oh, okay. Yes, that is a record.
Wait a minute. The Broncos are 2-1, Dale.
In our division, we're first place ahead of the dreaded Green Bay and Minnesota. But anyhow, I had an experience or a unique experience this weekend. I attended my high school class reunion, the 50th class reunion. It's the graduating class of 1968. And I got to tell you, those people really got old. That's all I know. There was a lot of old gummers showed up there, boy.
The funny part, Dale, when you said last week that you were going to do this, I thought for a minute. I said, oh, my gosh, that would have been like when you were in high school, that would have been looking at the class of 1980. you know, unfortunately, there you are saying, oh, yeah, we're still whippersnappers. We can still cut a rug.
The cat's pajamas, pal. Come on.
And you say, the kids don't think I'm that old. It's like, no, the kids look at you like you looked at the class of 1918.
And since I didn't know anybody, you know, I didn't think I'd recognize anybody. I'm getting in the elevator with people that I thought might be there, and I say, are you here for the class reunion? You go, oh no, what year? I said, it's 50th. And, and you thought I was part of that? You know? But yeah, there was, you know, the men got older and balder. The women, some of them, a few of them are still pert, but most of them have gone south. The number one drink everybody enjoyed was vodka and Ensure, and you know, it was an interesting thing. So, I told them that I'll see them at the 60th reunion, which will be held in the party room of the senior center with all the pudding you can eat. Bring your
vodka
own slippers.
Vodka and Ensure, isn't that called sex at the home? Isn't that what that drink is called?
Sex on Medicare.
I'm gonna order that in a bar. But when I went back to Ohio, you know, and I started having all these memories dredged up, and the fact that, well, you listeners don't know, but the three of us are doing this on Skype, so I can see, or we can see, all see each other, and it's like a miracle, because you think back when you were in high school, you know, the only phones that existed, if they were in your house, they were hung on the wall in the kitchen, or if you
had... Well, actually, Dale... I believe that I remember when I was in high school, they had been promising us picture phones since you were in high school.
Yes, yes, they have, and cars that fly.
I'm craving actually a Judy Jetson mask. Do you remember that when Judy Jetson in the Jetsons cartoons, when she had her picture phone, which was going to be so amazing, and she had this mask to hold up when she didn't have her hair and makeup done? I'm still waiting for my Judy Jetson mask. There are days I should not be on a video call.
Oh, you look fine. I'm the one that needs the mask this morning.
Well, you know, and the other phone that was available, if you had a call like your girlfriend or something, was a payphone down at the corner, you know, that you would have to use. And then what came up next? Then the princess.
Why'd you have to go to the payphone, Dale? Was that where her number was? What's her number? Oh, I have to walk to the payphone again. I forgot.
I can't remember that number. 837-5609, I think, but I can't remember. And then you know, we had the princess phone, and then the wireless cordless phone, and then finally cell phones came in about the 80s somewhere, and they were the size of a small suitcase, and you had to cart them around with you. And now we have, you know, cell phones that fit in your pocket and TV phones, and it's just a miracle. Just a miracle.
It's a, somebody pointed out that we now have a Radio Shack in our pocket. Is that everything that you could buy at Radio Shack in the 80s is now on your phone. It's got an answering machine. It's got a tape recorder. It's got a camera. It's got a camcorder. It's got a DVR. It's got a TV set. It's got a computer, a calculator, a flashlight, tweezers, and a corkscrew.
Yeah.
Okay, I made those last two up.
And I always carry a couple of D-cell Radio Shack batteries in my pocket just to impress people.
That's for your old girlfriend, right?
That's
it. No, it's for the 50th reunion. Look, Ma, no Viagra.
But yeah, my prom date was there. My first girlfriend was there, and you know, it was really interesting. And some of the people that, you know, used to give you wedgies, they were there. And but it was fun. It was an overall good experience. I did a little custom show for them, which will never be done again because it was designed just for them. So, but it was fun to do.
Actually, you could probably do it at the 60th. A lot of them won't remember it.
Exactly. They're not going to remember me. You know? Who's this guy? The hell? The
last guy they had at the 50th was funnier.
These potatoes are lumpy, for crying out loud. Mash them. Well, the you know, as baby boomers, which we are, and there's, you know, as we know, about 72 million of us, and that number, of course, is going down each and every day. But people are trying to figure out, what do we need to do to sell to them online? Because boomers are online now and, you know, doing whatever it is they do. And if you're going to sell to them, there are things that they came out with that you need to do. For instance, use bigger fonts in your advertising message. They're not going to squint and try and read that little crap.
Well, yeah, you can hide a lot in the fine print, though.
And then they said display the phone numbers, because, you know, we don't want to answer via email or whatever. We need a phone number to call. So put your phone number on there, because otherwise we're not going to call you. And then it said, what else? On your site, to remove any distractions, you know, the banners and images and GIFs and pop-ups and all that, because that'll just get them confused and then they'll, you know, wander away.
But you're talking about them. Them is us. We have to be very careful when
they.
We read this. This is not them. This is you and me. Not so funny.
I don't get distracted by pop-ups anymore.
No, on the computer they're talking.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, we are not getting political, guys.
And it says to give them step-by-step instructions, which that is important, because so many times they say, you know, just do this, do that, and you can't find. I just was trying to fill out a form for a conference, and I couldn't find the right buttons to push because there were no step-by-step instructions. So If you're going to, and then finally they say, let the customer see you. So that put a picture of yourself or whatever on your website, so they know who it is that they're talking to or who it is that they're dealing with.
Unless you don't look like Lonnie Anderson or Burt Reynolds, because you can borrow their pictures now, because apparently they don't mind.
Well, Burt doesn't mind.
And, no, Burt definitely doesn't mind. Right? And nobody except the boomers would know, which is lovely, because you know they'd be like, oh, I recognize that face. I must have done business with them before. Anyway, the other thing is there's also an article I found in Entrepreneur Magazine, jumping on that, Dale, that says how to market to us, to baby boomers. First thing, have a catchy headline, because we like catchy headlines.
We do. Right?
We do. I mean, we grew up on the ads that had all of those catchy taglines, so we like catchy headlines. And then
Bat Boy married to Hillary Clinton. That was one of my favorite headlines.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to sell newspapers on the corner, actually. And my dad told me, he said, make up the headline, you'll sell more papers. Man stabs woman with butter knife, read all about it. And I'll be damned if I didn't sell. People come in, where's that article? I said, it's in the back somewhere. Get out again.
See, that's the step-by-step how-to that we were talking about. And then, and then it also says that, did you know that baby boomers, and I hate to admit it, but this is true for me, are more apt to be found on Facebook than on Instagram. Are either of you guys on Instagram?
No, I'm not.
There you go. See? So I guess this article
is Tim
right.
is. Well, Tim is.
Are you,
yeah.
Tim?
But I don't even know what it is, you know? I know what a gram is.
I'm barely on Instagram. I'm not really active with it because I haven't really figured it out. But yeah, I got an Instagram
account.
And the funniest
one was avoid abbreviations. So WTF apparently doesn't apply to us.
What's that mean? Why the
yes.
face? What the hell's that? What does that mean?
I got a couple here that might be pretty successful. A couple marketing ideas. Put your ad on the Viagra lid.
Now that you're up, you're probably hungry.
Are we only selling to men or are we selling to women? I've never seen a Viagra lid. I don't know what that looks like.
Here's another one. Claim you're a Nigerian prince.
That's a good headline.
I think a lot of...
I have $1 million for you.
Yeah, I think unfortunately a lot of boomers fall for those.
It's amazing. They're the, you know, they were the people in school that didn't apparently study that hard, because yeah, who would
hey,
fall for that?
We were all
more than once.
We're the generation that thought we are a finalist for the Publishers Clearinghouse.
Hey, we were all members of the Columbia House Disc and Record Club,
Penny.
A penny. And then you got a bill for like $36 every month after you got your first 12.
For,
and they
send
you
one.
Music that you didn't want.
Yeah, a record you could get at Corvettes for $4.99, you have to pay $36 for. And you have to keep buying them.
So we bought into that.
Yep. In college, I was in charge of the mail room at the dorm I was staying in. And so we got all of these things from the Columbia Record to kids that didn't live there anymore. So we sent it in, and we got all kinds of albums for a penny. Don't know what happened to the rest of it.
I was actually reading an article. I wish I had it in front of me. But the Columbia House, it was responsible for an amazing amount of record sales. It was something like 80% of all new records were sold through the Columbia. I mean, we make fun of it, but it was actually a major powerhouse in record distribution.
Wow.
It was when people finally stopped going, you know, when Amazon and iTunes took over.
Right.
They went bankrupt. And it's not now people get these kids today don't think that they have to pay for music. Music is free now.
Yeah, Pandora. That's all I need. I just listen to it for free. They have no idea what it was like to go to a record store and flip through the albums until you found the one you wanted, you know?
Well, that's why their music is so bad. They don't have those gatekeepers anymore. Kids today will never know the agony of having to take a cassette, a Lionel Richie cassette, over to the counter and watch the kid roll his eyes.
They will never know how to use a pencil to wind up the tape in a cassette once it got loose, you know?
Now you're going to go to JCPenney and buy Lionel Richie bedding. A little callback to last.
There you go.
And that's even more embarrassing, I think, than the Lionel Richie music, but that's just me.
But I think that, you know, the main thing is if you're going to try and sell to baby boomers is offer them quality. We got a guy in Louisiana, owns a Chinese restaurant, and he prides himself on the quality of his food. Well, the local authorities recently went into his restaurant, and they found that he was butchering roadkill to put into the chow mein, apparently. They found a fawn in his cooler that he was going to put into the food. And this man is a baby boomer.
This chow mein has an actual chow in it.
We call it chow chow mein. Egg foo young puppy.
And,
oh my God. It's really funny. It's really funny. I have a Chinese friend, and sometimes he owns a restaurant, and people will come up to him and they'll say, "Oh, you actually serve me dog?" And he goes, "No. Dog costs extra money. That's a delicacy. You don't just give dog.
You eat raccoon like it."
There's way more meat on a fawn than there is on a lobster. Come on. Fawn sauce, lobster sauce. Much more economical.
Did you see that there's one guy, and I didn't include this story because he's really not a baby boomer, but in New England, people were claiming that it's cruel to just throw a live lobster into the pot. So he has a little box constructed that puts the lobsters in there and blows in marijuana smoke to mellow them out before he dumps them in the boiling water.
That is... That is like the best excuse for smoking pot at work that I have ever. Are you smoking back here again, Josh? No, I'm just making it mellow on the lobster, man.
It's special crustacean pot, man. It does nothing for me.
Yeah. He didn't have to exhale through a toilet paper roller with a bounce sheet in it. No, he's exhaling it through a box with a lobster. Genius!
What did you make that pipe out of? A lobster claw, man. It's Well, and then there's another guy. This guy's roadkill. This guy just has a weird hobby over in France. A 67-year-old guy, Philippe Gillette, has more than 400 rattlesnakes, tarantulas, lizards, alligators in his house. He collects these things which could kill him without even thinking about it. And he's got a boa constrictor on his coffee table. An alligator sleeps in his bed. Another one sleeps by the door. He's French, you know. I don't know what else. And if he's really French, those animals are also going to become entrees.
Escargot to the neighbors.
Yeah. And then the weirdest animal story, and this it actually involves a millennial, not a baby boomer. It's one of the reasons, however, that we hate millennials, is a British woman was at a party, and she woke up, I don't know exactly how to say this, with a dead turtle in her lady purse. Inside her vagina was a turtle which nobody knows how it got there. And that's the weirdest thing ever.
I'm guessing she was Brazilian. Because it beat the hair.
Oh, man. Oh, where's my bell for that one? Where is it?
Oh, I just find the story distressing because so many men are afraid to go there anyway, and now there's a reason for them to be afraid to go.
There's a snapper in the snapper.
And, you know, exactly.
That's going to cost.
Now there's proof. Oh, man.
But she didn't know it was in there for like 3 days. I mean, you would think that you had to know something. If I had a turtle up my ass, I'd know it within 3 days, you know?
Sure, because there'd be a Chinese chef banging down your door.
You done with that turtle yet? I got my soup. Here's a story of what we can expect coming up as baby boomers. And if you live in Missouri near Six Flags in St. Louis there, you may want to take the kids up on this challenge. They are having a 30-hour coffin challenge. And it marks their 30 years since of Halloween activities. If you can lie down in a closed coffin for 30 hours, you'll win $300. So that's what, $10 an hour. And gold season passes to Six Flags. And you get a 6-minute bathroom break every hour so you can get out of the coffin. You can have a friend outside who talks to you, and you can bring in your cell phone because they have charging stations inside the coffin. I don't know. That seems
too darn easy.
Exactly.
To just sit on your phone for a day. Hello.
It's like a big nap inside a coffin. Yeah. I could handle that.
Get a full 10 hours.
Now you're shaking your head, Carolyn.
I'm having a little claustrophobic response. I'm generally not claustrophobic, but... Yeah, no, I don't need to practice that, being in a coffin. I figure when it comes, it comes. I do not have, I'm always been an overachiever being a baby boomer, and I've always wanted to be really good at something. This is not something I want to get good at.
Well, yeah, because you have to have a hard time explaining it to the neighbors.
Yeah. And the secret is had to have the guy that works at the lobster store blow pot into the coffin. And here's our final story, and this is just the most upsetting one under the category of Get Off My Lawn or Why We Hate the Kids Today. College students do not vote via absentee ballot anymore because they don't know where to buy stamps. What? You don't know where to buy stamps. Have you seen these buildings that say post office on them?
Well, you know what, Dale? This is enlightening to me because now I know why there are so many millennials that think socialism could work. They've never been to a post office.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They have no idea. It's going to cost me, what, 57 cents to vote? That's not worth the hassle there, man. No, I ain't doing that.
Well, think about it. They pay all their bills online. They say happy birthday with an e-card, if they even get around to doing that. They send emails to their parents. They keep in touch through Facebook or Instagram, clearly. There is no reason for them to buy stamps. But for our listeners, in case you're wondering, not only at the post office, but every time you leave a grocery store, if you've ever been to one of those, at the cash register, they'll say, and cash register, did you hear that? Not at the checkout, right? At the cash register, speaking like a true boomer, they will say, do you want ice? We can make that at home too. And... do you want stamps? So you can get them at the grocery store.
And if you go to like Costco, you can get them on sale. They're cheaper. You buy like 100 of them and it's a couple cents cheaper per stamp. And the kids could also buy stamps online. So they're just lazy little punks who don't want to vote and they get what they deserve.
Well, probably better off that they don't.
Exactly.
Oh, stop. Exactly. Thanks a lot, guys, including this part of the conversation.
Well, my fellow boomers, that's what we have found for you. Hopefully, we've provided you with some interesting information, some interesting trivia, and another disturbing story about a woman and her turtle. And we ask you to please invite all your baby boomer friends to join us every week right here on Another Day Above Ground. My friends out, Carolyn and Tim, do you have any closing words for our listeners?
Hey, listen to my other podcast, Rule of Three.
Rule of Three, and you can get that on iTunes and where else?
Like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, yep.
Okay.
Facebook as well. Rule of Three podcast with Tim Slagle and Bette Washburn.
There you go, Carolyn. How about you?
Yeah, come find me on Facebook. I just find interesting stuff and post it all the time, so I'm Carolyn Strauss on Facebook.
And if you go to DaleIrvin.com, you can sign up for my free Friday Funnies, where I will come into your right to your mailbox, to your email box. You don't have to buy a stamp for them, and make you laugh every single Friday. That being said, please, please enjoy today, because it is another day above ground. We'll see you next week.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.